Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling Is Factor for August the 8th, 2013. It's Wayne Benitez, your host. Hey, what's up, everybody out there? What's up, wrestling fans? We got a guest for y'all tonight. She's hailing from Europe. And she's also a fitness model turned professional wrestler. Give it up for Sylvie Silva.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Thank you. I didn't just turn into like a wrestler from fitness model, you know. It's not like that. But I like that when I read that most of the time about myself. Oh, like the fitness when I turn into wrestling. Not like that. I always wanted to be both of them, you know. I always wanted to compete in, you know, I was really into bodybuilding, but I was always scared of the look, you know, like when a woman look too muscular or too mankind. But the good thing that you can compete in fitness and figure, so I decided to go with that. But I really always wanted to do that too, and wrestling, and you know, when I was competing for years and years and I was successful with it, then I decided, you know, this is not challenging for me anymore and I really have to move on to my wrestling, which I never knew how to start because I'm not from here, right? I'm not from America or I'm not from... But, you know, with a little bit of... I was very lucky, actually, to get some connection in my gym that I used to go to. I was RSAT for the wrestling school. And, you know, I started out a little bit late, but everything went, you know, like really good. And here I am and, you know, I love wrestling more than anything and more than bodybuilding and more than, you know, fitness competitions or any modeling at any time. Now you can speak.
Right. what country you was born from in Europe?
I born in Europe. I born in Hungary, and I'm a mix of a Hungarian and a German. my mother is a Hungarian and my father is German. I speak both languages. And then I grew up in Canada. So that's kind of like very interesting.
Right. And also you grew up also watching Hogan as a kid also.
Of course. Didn't we all? I did. I don't know. I mean, it depends, I guess, from the age group, right? But I did grow up on Hulk Hogan, yeah. Yeah. Good memories.
Yes, good memories. And you,
well, I'm living in
now, but... Right. And how long you been in the wrestling business so far?
3 years. 3 years now.
Mm. Yeah, and I noticed you've been improving more in your in-ring and everything, and also working, and you have a good character going also.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I learn every day or each time I'm in the ring, and I love that. I never feel that I was good. I always want to be better and better, and, you know, I never really, I guess in a way I'm not a perfectionist, but I like to have my stuff done good. You know, you would think that at one point, I had a good match, and then like 2 hours later you're thinking, no, not really, you know. I'm one of those, and I'm never satisfied, but I always work on my skills. I always like to learn new stuff. I work in Mexico lately a lot, and I train at CMLL, and you know what, like quickly they can teach me a submission, a new one, and I never even like saw that before, and I'm very happy. But I still have a lot to learn. I'm still kind of like a rookie. Not anymore, but I guess. But I still feel like I have a lot to learn, and I could be better, and I want to be better. And the character is almost like natural. That's me. So there is no gimmick to it. That's Silver, I think.
And you all... Taylor Wilde, how was your experience with Taylor Wilde as a trainer and as a wrestler also?
Taylor Wilde, she's a great girl. I have very good experience with her. She's very professional, teaching and wrestling, and just, you know, as a person too. She's like, she's a strong person. She has a very strong personality, and she goes for the max. She likes to do her things done proper, and very sweet, very friendly, and very realistic person. And as a wrestler, I don't think if I met maybe a couple of people I did now. But she's so good that I don't see many girls wrestling like her. So I think she's very fluent. She's very well down with her technique and everything. And, you know, I'm very proud and I'm very happy that I was able to learn from her for my first 3 months, you know, in my wrestling training. And I learned a lot from her.
All right. Mm-hmm. You definitely has the size as a compared to most women that you work in also as being you have as 5'10". You actually 5'10".
Ava, can you repeat that? What?
You actually tall. Also as a women's worker, also wrestler.
Yeah, I am tall. Yeah, that's very true. Close to 6 feet.
Yep, close to 6 feet.
I'm not a small person, that's for sure.
And you currently working with Bombshell Ladies of Wrestling?
Yes, yes. I'm a roster for them, PWS below.
How is it like working in that company also?
To PWS?
Yes.
Well, they are a great company, you know, and they very well organized. And both owners are, you know, they very into wrestling. One of them is actually wrestling, and the other one is just like, you know, he's a promoter. And you know, they have big events, you know, with a lot of people. And they always have something good going on or at school, and they always put together a card like unbelievable, like, you know, like dream matches and stuff like you would never think. And I'm very happy to work with them, and they really helped me a lot in my career. They built me up a lot, and they truly see my talent, and they were pushing my talent, and I have a lot of thanks for them, and I do, and you know, I'm very proud to working with them and to be on their roster. I enjoy PWS and I enjoy Blow, and we always have fun. The fans are great, and I love it.
And how was it like working with women like Angel Orsini?
Yeah, she's a strong girl. She's a big girl. She's very I mean, I'm bigger than her, right? But she's heavily muscular. Like she's a heavy girl. She's very athletic, and you know, I it felt good that, you know, I'm able to work someone who, you know, has done, you know, the hardcore stuff and everything. And I was very excited for our match. I really was. And I was very happy to be able to pick her up and power bump her. And that, you know, I was able to pick her up. She's not, you know, she's a very strong girl. Very nice person, I saw.
Right. And you also have worked with the likes of Santana Garrett also?
Yes, also. Santana is a different word. Santana is different than Angel or Cindy or any other opponent. I think Santana is very popular. She's very beautiful. She's flawless, you know. She's very flippy. Not necessarily the best match for me, in my opinion, because I'm more like a power mover. I like to give like bigger moves, and you know. But I think just because she's a very popular girl with her own athletic stuff, and in a way I'm very popular with, I'm in a way of athletic, but in a mix of bigger moves like power moves. So it's a very interesting mix, actually. I worked her a few times, and I enjoy it. She's a very, very... She's a very, very easygoing girl. She is very pleasant. And I don't think if I had too much, maybe I had some bad experience in Mexico, but not in the United States, no. I think it's a pleasure to work together with all of these girls.
Yes. You also been in mixed tag team matches with Amber O'Neil.
At PWS?
Amber O'Neil. You've been working with her and also
I love Amber. Amber is my I love Amber. I think she's a great worker, and the thing she's done, you know, she's so energetic and she's so ongoing and going and going, and you know, her energy and her spirit and her beautiful personality and her business mind, she's amazing me. She amazes me, and I'm very happy that I can be around her and, you know, learn from people like her. Yeah.
Yes, she's definitely a good worker also, and also a fun person also.
Very much.
Yes. And you do you currently watch the product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
I'm not very interested in Ring of Honor at all, to be honest. I'm not following Ring of Honor. I don't care about Ring of Honor. TNA and WWE, yes. That's a different story. I really think that on TNA there is a lot of really, really, really good wrestlers. In my opinion. And WWE, that's family entertainment. And I think TNA and WWE, it's two different things, even though it's the same, but it's two different stories, and I appreciate both.
Yes, they... Maybe one day or soon, and TNA they'll call you up to work.
Can you repeat that?
Will you ever be interested in one day working with TNA wrestling?
Well, of course. Who wouldn't?
Right.
But, you know, if I don't, or if I can, that's fine with me.
Right.
I'm very, very satisfied at the stage that I am right now. And, you know, WWE or TNA, I would love to. But if not, that's fine. I'm satisfied
right.
Anyways.
And also, who do you want would like to work with outside work with in the wrestling business?
Who would I want to work with?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't matter to me who I work together with. I work together with who I have to work together with. It doesn't really matter, but I would love to work together with Ric Flair. Or, yeah, that I would love to somehow. Or even China. But it's not necessarily, and it doesn't matter. Because I think I'm working together such a great people anyways on the indie scene and the top of the indie scene that I don't think I can wish more. Like, you know, if it comes to me, it comes to me. If it's not, I'm good because I do work together with good people. So I don't really have a wish list. But Ric Flair, that's, yeah, he could be one of those people, like, yeah, I wish I could, you know?
Right.
So, yep.
And with you, how was your experience in CMLL Mexico with other luchadores over there?
Well, that's, oh my God, yes, that's a very different world than what we have in the States or in Canada, it doesn't matter, or wherever else. Mexico is a very hardcore scene for wrestling. They're taking it extremely seriously when you're in the ring means that they will hurt you. That is, they're looking at it differently than, like, it's just a very different mentality. And lots of the girls are doing, like, blood matches and hardcore matches. And if you don't, that they're not going to understand you why you're not. And I think a lot depending from the booker, that who they booking you together with, it's very important that I learned. And, you know, I had rough times and I had really good times. And I think this was a learning experience, and I'm not complaining. CMLL is great. I love CMLL, and the training is crazy. And if you can take it, then probably you're one of the best, because each time when I'm there, I always wonder how people can take this. Half of it I can't. To be honest, they sit me down and they say, yeah, you can go and sit down. But It's heavy duty. Mexico is different. Whoever works in Mexico, American, they can be very, very proud of themselves, because that means they know something. Very different. I have mixed experience. I had good experience. I had very bad experience where I thought, I'm like, okay, I don't have a medical, you know, insurance here. Like, you guys shouldn't do this, but I had very, very good experience with other people, and I'm proud to say that I work with the top of the independent people. I also work on independent scenes, and I'm very popular in Mexico right now. And it's mixed. I have mixed feelings about Mexico. I love it, and I don't. But I love it because it's new experience. I don't like it because it's different. But I'm used to it now. You know, it's good. It's ongoing. And I'm really focusing on Mexico a lot right now.
Yes. Do you see yourself interest in other women working with other companies like Shimmer, Shine, or WSU?
Maybe WSU I would be interested in, but the other ones, you know what? I'm not very picky. Like, I'm not like a, oh, wow, this is a little bit more complex how to explain this so nobody gets offended, but I think my work in progress is so rapid. You know, the things I'm doing and the things I've done in such a short time, that I'm being hired by such a good companies and working together with the top people, that to me, Shimmer or Shine or whoever, yeah, I would love to work for them. It's not a problem, but I'm not aiming for it. I'm not, oh, I would love to, whatever. I work together with these girls. It doesn't matter if it's on Shimmer or whatever shows. And I'm very, very satisfied where I am right now with my wrestling career in the amount of time I'm in the business. And I wouldn't mind to work for them, but no, that's not my main goal in, you know, my career to, I don't think, you know, that, I don't know. It's just yes and no. I know probably you don't hear this very often from the woman wrestler, but that this is who I am, and I'm very true to myself, who I am and what I want to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If they like to hire me, they can hire me. If they don't want to hire me, that's fine. I'm not going to cry.
You are also a trained kickboxer?
I used to, not anymore. Yeah, I used to kickboxing and I did really good. And I actually recently talked to my kickboxing coach and they kind of like asking me back. But I was thinking about it, but I cannot just focusing on like 10 other things. And I think I really love my wrestling, and I used to like my kickboxing, don't get me wrong. But that's another word. I don't think if I want to do that right now, or maybe not anymore.
That is awesome. You have a very good athletic background also.
I do.
Yeah, that definitely also pays off as a wrestler also.
Yeah, I'm very, I guess I can say that I'm very proud of my athletic background, and I know my character, it comes down somewhat to like a diva-ish or, you know, the blonde, whatever look, and, you know, but I'm a very strong candidate, people are not realizing it sometimes maybe, and I always go with, I'm very easygoing worker, and whatever my opponent or my promoter wants, I go with. It's not a problem for me. Sometimes it's not even matching my character, or sometimes I am in reality. I am stronger than what do I look like. Because sometimes my look, it's people misunderstanding it, that they think I was a diva or blah, 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 you know. But that's why I like to work in Mexico in a way, because that I can show my, you know, actually I am strong, you know, and what it comes down to. But I think I'm going to bring in some of my Mexican experience to the American scene. So that way I can show that I'm not only a pretty blonde, you know.
Right.
I am actually a very, very strong competition most of the time.
Yes. Definitely. Do you have any upcoming shows for you to plug?
Yes. I have a show next week. I'm supposed to be I'm supposed to be on a show tomorrow. To be honest, in Illinois, but it's no way I can make it because there is no. It's just like crazy for the trip. It's just too expensive, and probably I'm not gonna be able to make it because it's a very rare location, and no airplanes I'm flying going there, you know, or something like that. But the following week I'm gonna be in Michigan, and close to Detroit somewhere. I'm not even sure, but it's some kind of big event with the monster trucks and stuff like that. And then the following week, I'm very excited. I'm having a show in Mexico. And I'm, you know who I'm working for, actually? I'm working for Ultimate Dragon, the Japanese guy.
Yes, he's a, definitely.
I'm very excited. I'm working for him on August 25th in Mexico City. And that's going to be awesome. And, I have a mini tour in Mexico until I'm staying until September something, and I'm gonna go to LLF for the women promotion in Monterrey, And then I also have a mega show in, I can't pronounce it, trust me, it's like whatever, the city itself, but it's a big show with AAA people and stuff. And I have another show, I'm not 100% sure what promotion yet, yeah, they're just contacting me right now. And then after that I have something. These names are like confusing me, I'm really sorry, but basically I have a couple of weeks tour in Mexico that I'm very looking forward to. That's going to be a lot of learning experience for me. And then I come back and I'm going to take a break, but in October I have a tour in Canada, in Edmonton. So that I'm very happy for also. And guys, because there is no girl wrestlers over there, right? So
that is awesome. You say you definitely have a lot of events coming up. You have a very big schedule.
Yeah, my schedule is good. Sometimes it's hectic, but that's okay. I enjoy it.
And it's so much of an honor to have you on Wrestling It Factor, Sylvie.
Oh, that's so sweet. No, thank you for having me, really.
You can come back.
Thank you for having me, you know. Thank you.
Right. You can come back anytime you want.
Oh, thank you. Where do you live?
In Baltimore, Maryland.
That's awesome. Actually, now I realize that. For a second, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, thank you for having me. Really. Like you have no idea, but my phone was bad, and I'm in my car charging it, and I can't believe it didn't die yet.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, do you have anything to plug for the fans out there? For the contact you on anything or to plug anything for them to
You know what? Yeah, of course. You always do have something to say. I always appreciate my fans and friends, whoever supports me on my way of my career and you know, to grow and rise and learn and experience. And those people are always there for me, and when I'm done or off, they're always there and they're supporting me, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, guys. And there is always, you can visit my website, sylvisilver.com, and I'm on Twitter, but I'm not tweeting too much. That's sylvisilver, and I'm on Facebook, sylvisilver. What else? And that's it. Like I'm happy, and I thank you for the people, you know.
Yes. You can also plug anything on our Wrestling It Factor group page on Facebook.
I don't know. No, I'm not, like, people keep adding me to these groups. I don't know. I cannot handle it or I cannot follow it. So I'm not into any groups, even though maybe, like, I am, but I'm not. The only thing what's legit, it's my Facebook at Sylvie Silver. And there's only one account besides my fan page on Facebook, Sylvie Silver. So everything else is fake. I don't have time and you know and everything to do different things and groups and but I do my best on my Facebook account for my fans.
Yes. We would definitely support you with any of your future endeavors in every all around of professional wrestling or anything else.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wish everybody a good night and good sleep and keep watching wrestling, especially independent and series silver. Right?
You have a right. You have a good night also.
You too, Peter. Thank you so much for having me. I love everybody.
We love you
Thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. And that was the talented Sylvie Silver, ladies and gentlemen. We are running out of time. You can reach us up at Wrestling X Factor group page or Blog Talk Radio for all the archives here, including this one from Sylvie Silver. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.